I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Security forces blanketed the western Chinese city of Urumqi today. The city's been paralyzed for days by ethnic tensions and violence. Mobs of ethnic Uyghurs and Han Chinese have been roaming Urumqi and attacking each other. More than 150 people have been killed since the initial riot on Sunday. Today, a local Chinese Communist Party leader issued this warning. What he's saying here is for those who brutally killed the other people in the riot, the government will execute them. The World's Mary Kay Magstead is in Urumqi right now. Mary Kay, you heard the government's threat there. I know it was matched with the dispatching of a barrage of Chinese security forces in the region. What have you seen so far around you?
Well, starting this morning, there were thousands of security forces, very well-armed security forces on the street here. And it was to send a strong and perhaps needed signal that the government and the security forces are again in control of the streets. Now, this comes after yesterday when there were Han Chinese taking to the streets with makeshift weapons and going after Uyghurs. And some of that even continued in spots today. You know, you walk down the street and everything seems calm and then turn a corner and there'd be a little skirmish. And in one situation that a colleague of mine saw, there was a skirmish. People were saying, get them, arrest them, arrest them. And a couple of people were brought forward. Their hands were shackled behind their backs by the police. And then the crowd saw that these were two Han Chinese. And suddenly the mood turned and they said, release them, release them. These are Han. We need to stand up for Han. So there's still very high tension along ethnic lines here.
Mary Kay, are there aggressors that are identifiable at this point, either the Han Chinese or the Uyghurs, who the Chinese are accusing of the Chinese government anyway, is accusing of starting this, of fomenting the violence?
Well, the Chinese government continues to say that this was instigated abroad, that Rabia Kadir, a Uyghur businesswoman who spent 6 years in prison and was released for humanitarian reasons to get medical treatment abroad, is the one who's behind this. She has categorically denied that. I must say, right now, as I'm standing out here in the late evening on the streets of Urumqi, it feels a little like people coming out after a storm to take a look around. There are people who are strolling down the street, despite the fact that occasionally truckloads of armed soldiers go by, despite the fact that, you know, from where I'm looking, I can look down a long street and see every few yards a black-clad, helmeted policeman with a baton. But people are pretty much, you know, sort of taking all that in stride and wandering around. I must say, though, that most of those who I see doing that are Han Chinese.
One final question. President Hu Jintao went to the G8 summit in Italy, turned around, went back to China, basically saying that this is something going on in the region where you are right now that he has to tend to. What do you make of that?
I think China's leaders increasingly feel that they have to be seen to be responsive. They have to be seen to be, if not on the scene, as Wen Jiabao was immediately after the Sichuan earthquake last year, then at least in the country, at least showing the Chinese people and the world that he's on top of the situation, that things are quickly going to return to normal, and that he's taking this seriously.
All right. Thank you very much. The World's Mary Kay Magstead in Urumqi, the capital of China's western Xinjiang province. Mary Kay, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Lisa.